Welcome to Hammer Down. I am not Tone Diggs. He is on his way to Pittsburgh to see Coach Diggs.
Love you, Coach.
Love you, Coach.
Love you, Coach.
I'm joined by Foxy's in the house for this one. We got Bruce Brown.
What up, dude?
The golf pro. Lefty. Cowboy Nick in the back. Oh, no.
Somebody's got to pick up the hat, the mantle.
I respect
it. You look good.
And Papa Mitt, fresh off a 3-0 NBA night. And that Super Boost hit, too, didn't it, Mitt?
Yeah, that Super Boost did hit. So I guess we can call it a 4-0 night.
Whoa.
Call it whatever you'd like, my friend.
Hell yeah. Yeah, we are a little hot, actually, coming off maybe my worst start to the playoffs. It all kind of came around. I knew I was due. I was telling everybody.
Had a baby, Mitt. And then let's start this off with the Super Boost we have. Tyson Fury to win by KO or TKO, boosted from minus 135 all the way to plus 110. I love that. Oh, I love Tyson Fury. Finish it off in style, my friend.
I absolutely love this. So this thing says the deadline on it. FanDuel's deadline is 5 p.m. Is that when we can expect him to fight? Is 5 p.m. Eastern time?
5:36-ish, yeah, I would Eastern say. Time. That'd be my guess.
But the market will lock, yeah.
Okay, nice. I like that. Let's fucking go. That's perfect timing. I'll actually watch that instead of like a 2 a.m. fight. Let's
Staying
go.
Staying up all night.
Yeah, I will be taking that.
And we might need to bring in UFC expert Bill, but I think the card starts at like 2 p.m.,
well,
right? It's
yeah.
normal.
This is boxing.
Yeah. This is boxing, but Bill probably does know that, to your point, man.
Bill is a boxer as well. He's Shelbyville. There was a famous boxing club in Shelbyville, actually.
Oh, okay, nice. Yeah,
they used to say Box Bill Box.
That's right, world famous. I forgot about that.
Yeah, Shelbyville.
Fury said he's not even going to watch him hit the ground. He's just going straight to the fucking bar.
Right on the pints.
What do you think he drinks?
Just pints.
Carrying around a jug of beer.
What about whiskey, though? I could see him being a whiskey guy.
Yeah. Jameson, probably some Jaeger bombs in the mix.
Oh.
Anything and everything.
Yeah, I haven't had a Jaeger bomb in years.
Let's start on the hardwood. The NBA. Last night, once again, 2 out of 3 for the favorites if you're on the Moneyline parlay. Warriors are a wagon.
Yep.
Jazz might be dead.
Yeah.
I asked Shams that. Does nobody else think that? I thought it was well known. If that doesn't go well, Donovan Mitchell wants out.
Donovan Mitchell was very unhappy throughout halfway of the year. I do remember seeing all those reports. So
he hates Gobert, right?
Yeah. It's like you got to move one kind of a deal.
You can't just keep going back.
Yeah, or just force them to just play and hate each other.
Whatever
keep
works.
Falling apart every year.
And then what was the other game?
Grizzlies. The Grizzlies came back. Man. 2 20-point deficits. That game was awesome. John Morant can jump 20 feet in the air. He jumps and he floats. It's unbelievable.
His numbers weren't even that great, but he's just such a presence on the court. And then what's his name? Hit a bunch of big threes. I forget his name, but he's been absolutely on fire.
I can picture him.
Are so fucking deep, too. Yeah. Like Tyus Jones, he comes in and just balls the fuck out. He's so used to playing because Jaw's been hurt for a lot of the year.
That is a good point, Mitt. Like this team learned how to win without Jaw, which is absolutely huge. Hopefully, I'd like to see the Grizzlies make a run. Hopefully, they can end that. But Minnesota ain't dead yet. They got some dogs on there.
Agreed.
All right, here we go. First game. Go ahead, Mitt.
Oh, yeah. Just circling back on the Grizzlies, they still have great value to win it all, I think. They're still like plus 1300. Really, it's them and the Warriors coming out of the West, in my opinion, because the Suns, Devin Booker's hurt. Devin Booker's out. So they have just such far off odds that really the only good NBA championship bet that I think right now you can get.
Celtics getting Time Lord back is fucking huge, dude. He's a fucking player, dude. He's a beast down low. Miami Heat at the Hawks. This line stinks to high hell. Miami Heat favored by 1.5. 79% of the money is on Miami. Mm-hmm. 78% of the bets are on Miami. Mm-hmm. This feels like last night with the Warriors and the Grizzlies. I'm taking the Heat money line.
Mm-hmm.
Tony's on the same, too. I don't know what your guys' thoughts are.
I was going to go Hawks there, honestly.
And really?
Mostly that's just an injured Knicks fan who knows how tough a barn it is to play in. And I know Jimmy Butler's off like probably one of the best performances in NBA history, but I just kind of like it as a letdown spot. And like you said, The line stinks.
It does.
Yeah, I'm on the Heat. This is my favorite pick of the night.
There we go.
I'm on all the favorites. I'll just get that out of the way. I'm taking are the you? Favorites, is that, parlay, is that time of year? Money line. I'm not doing the spread because the spreads are small, so I'm just going all money line favorites, parlaying those. Those are my picks of the night.
There was a...
I mean, I think this line is fucking awesome. The Miami Heat are minus 124 on the money line. Let's go,
I agree
dude.
With Mitt on this. I think this is a pretty easy one.
There was a... favorite stat I'm just trying to find right now. It's absolutely 69%
at the spread. Ooh. Right, and like I think it was like 21-5 or something straight up.
Yeah, it's absolutely insane.
Banana land.
Oh yeah, John Ewing tweeted it.
Yeah, I'm trying to find it.
Yeah,
second game of the night. Hey, this line, I mean, this feels like the exact same thing.
Yeah,
Bucks minus 2.5 at Chicago. 72% of the money is on the Bucks. 67% of the spread is on the Bucks. I mean, I don't know how you don't take the Bucks here.
I'm thinking the exact same way. Like minus 144 on the money line Bucks here, or even them to cover. Chicago did look, they played out of their mind, and they haven't played like that since really like the beginning of the damn year, halfway through the year. I just don't see it. I think the Bucks are going to beat them the next three games. So I'm Bucks money line all the way.
I would like to see the Bulls show some fight here, though, for the Celtics' sake, if the Celtics get through.
It's just hard to see the Bulls win two games in a row. Like, as a gambler, like, that's a terrible mindset to have because you would like to take the 2.5 at home, but just seeing them win two games in a row doesn't seem real.
Yeah. I mean, Mitt, you're saying with the Heat, they're only minus 124. I mean, going from minus 10 to minus 2.5 with the Greek Freak is quite the drop-off.
Is Middleton worth that much?
I would normally say, hell no, but then you look over at DeMar DeRozan and say, hey, maybe. Fuck.
Oh, shit.
Jeez. I will be on Bucks money line.
Yeah, I'll take Bucks money line.
Me too.
Well.
See you guys there. Minus 144.
What, you're on it too, Mitt?
Team Ride!
And then this one is interesting to me.
Wait, was Tony on any of those games?
Tony was on Heat money line.
Oh, okay. He didn't have a Bucks Bulls game.
No. This one is interesting. Suns are now minus 2 at the Pelicans. 72% of the money on the Suns. Mm-hmm. 69% of the bets on the Suns. This is the one where I feel like I think the Pelicans could get this one.
Dude, the Pelicans could even win this series. The Pelicans were playing so good the last two games, really. Like, I don't have a pick on the on either team in this game. I like the over of 216. Ooh. I think the over-under odds just kind of got adjusted a little too far down for Devin Booker's injury. Other players are going to still step up and kind of fill that production to a point. So I think just 216 is too low.
Hmm.
Fair play.
I cannot pick a side on this.
I don't
game.
Love this, but I'm taking the 2 with the Pelicans.
I respect that.
Until proven otherwise, I don't know why. Like, Booker missed, what, a quarter?
Mm-hmm.
They fell apart, right?
Right.
Yeah, but it's a little different going
on. It's obviously different, but I just think the Pelicans win one of these two. I really do.
Can I tease?
Tease up?
Tease. You're crossing Bucks 0?
Bucks and Suns.
Ooh, you cross 0. You're playing in shrapnel, my friend.
I don't mind crossing 0. Oh. I'll fly on the other side. I'll go to the other dimension.
Oh, no.
We're in the base.
Bucks 2.5, Suns plus 3 for even money.
It's not bad. All
right.
That's pretty good. 0 both.
Doing
times.
It. Double negative.
There you go.
I saw Boston Connor. I think he's going to absolutely hammer the Suns here.
Yeah, I'm also on the Suns. Yeah. I do not care if Booker's out. They still got Chris Paul.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
They just lost. Is Ayton playing?
Yes.
Is he dead?
No.
He's playing?
Ayton's playing from what I'm looking at.
All right. So I like Ayton, 20 points. I like Chris Paul. 14 plus assists, and I like the Suns. I'd probably take Chris Paul 20 plus points too, because that's probably what, plus money.
I mean, he has the worst luck of all fucking time.
As long as that ref isn't reffing tonight, the one that he's like 0-14 against,
Scott Foster.
Yeah, put some respect on Chris Paul's name.
Respected Paul his whole career, but I just
hell yeah.
First bucket here.
Yeah, I'm looking at that as
Ayton
well.
Ayton plus 380. Valachunas plus 550. CJ plus 650. Ingram plus 800. Jeez.
What's Chris Paul? I like Chris Paul first bucket.
There you go. Plus 1,400, my friend.
Yeah, I like that a lot. That's a ridiculous odds for that.
I think it was Ingram last game at plus 800.
I mean, for somebody that touches the ball as much as Chris Paul does, thank you, Boston Connor. I'm definitely hopping on that value.
If they win the tip, and I assume they will because it's DeAndre Ayton.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Chris Paul, it'll pick and roll, pull up from the fucking free throw line, bucket. How you doing?
I don't hate that.
I'm going Giannis free throw. Giannis free throw. Plus 2,500.
He's a method actor.
Yeah, my issue with this Phoenix Suns and Pelican series is I haven't been able to watch it because it's been on at the late night games and I go to bed. So I'll fill in for Tony and say that's past my bedtime and I don't get to watch it that much. With that being said, I am on the Suns, but that's why I don't pick the first basket for that one. That's why I'm taking Giannis today. One of these are going to hit. I mean,
last night was the first night I went 0-for-3 on the first basket. Every night I've been able to hit one.
They are slowly just deleting my account. Like both the teams I bet on won, but it didn't matter because it evened it out.
But if you hit a plus 950 in a night, like you're good.
Yeah, that's all I'm looking for.
You just need one. Like the odds are just so absurd not to throw something on
them. It's so fun to watch,
too. Yeah, it's the best.
I don't think I've ever bet on a first basket.
Really? Oh, I just got into it.
You haven't lived that.
On, Bruce. I got to keep the can worms closed. You guys know how I get. I'll start doing too much.
Heat Hawks. I'm going back to the well. Give me Kyle Lowry plus 850 on that one.
All right, I'll take that.
And then I got to take DeRozan again. Have to. That's a pay it backwards. That one, pay it backwards for what he did for you. DeMar DeRozan plus 700. Let's ride with him again on that.
Yeah, I like him 30 plus. I think they're going to win the series. I'd take them to win
the Bulls?
Yeah, I think they're going to win the series, yeah.
Wow.
No, Middleton. I mean, that's the thing, though. I think you take DeRozan 30-plus points every game, and then you have to take Giannis triple-double every game.
Yeah.
And or 40-plus points for Giannis. That's the only way. Like, one of them's going to hit, because if the Bucks win, it's all Giannis. And if the Bulls win, it's DeRozan. Because I don't think Vukovic is – I mean, I love Vukovic to death, but – I don't know if he's getting it done against Lopez or Giannis.
Kind of happy the Celtics didn't get him, especially with how Time Lords turned out.
Yeah, Time Lords, absolute beast.
That is insane.
Celtics
win
it
all. So that's huge, right?
Oh, that's huge. Yeah. Down low, he is a dog.
Because I'm looking at the championship odds. You can get Brooklyn right now plus 1,800 to win it all. That's pretty good.
If Time Lord comes back, I really think they're going to go the distance.
Well, if KD could just maybe smack Ben Simmons in the mouth and say, hey, we don't need you for game four because if we lose game three, the series is over. So you got to play game three, pal. Let's go.
How KD fucking good is Celtics coach, though?
Ime Udoka? Yeah,
like,
you guys hated him at first,
no.
I thought.
No. I mean, we were on his train from the beginning.
We didn't hate him. He was first year, so it's like no matter what, he's got a little grace period, even if this year didn't turn out well. But, I mean, they started, what, 21-23?
Yeah,
and then they
start.
Went
slow
on
burn.
A 30-5 run.
Tatum and
Brown.
Tatum and Brown have turned into absolute dogs.
Yeah, they're a problem. They're an absolute problem.
All right, that's good. That's good hardcore. Anybody got anything else for the NBA tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to do a player performance double live here. I'm going to do Hero 20 points in Miami to win. Then I'm going to go to the Bulls and do, let's see. I mean, Caruso 1-3 in the Bulls to win is plus 162. I don't know how that is plus money, but I'm actually going to go Zach LaVine 3-3s Chicago to win plus 240. And then in the Suns game, I'm going to do whatever the Chris Paul points is. Chris Paul, 22 points, Suns to win, plus 245. Go ahead and throw that in a parlay. 10 to win, 418. I like it.
I like that, too.
Those three performance doubles. Granted, those are all – oh, no, the Bulls are dogs. The Miami Heat line's absolute trash.
That line,
they're
going to
sweep the Hawks. That is a trash line.
But last night they were too. Like Grizzlies and Warriors felt the same. Like how Warriors were 1.5 last night. It was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. Something I have noticed with the NBA, live betting, if one of these favorites goes down a shit ton, you hammer that team on the spread because they're going to at least come back and make it a game.
I was so mad.
That's happened the last three nights.
I was so mad I didn't do that last night. I had the Grizzlies game on. They go down. They were down like 25, I think. And so I turned it to the other game because I'm like, oh, this is definitely over. And then flip it back. Oh, 22-0 run or whatever.
Yeah, like, Jesus Christ.
That is the move. Live betting is 100,000% the move.
It do be like that.
There you go.
Sometimes.
That's good basketball talk, boys.
Great basketball talk.
Dude. I know you guys want to head to baseball, but anything else on the basketball there?
Yeah, Celtics by an absolute billion tomorrow. Tom Ward's probably not playing per Shams Charania, but I do think that the Celtics are going to get the job done.
Celtics
again.
Getting 3.5 is...
At least take the 3.5. I'm going to take them straight up.
I mean,
at least take the 3.5.
I'll tell you right now, I don't need time to think about this. Looking at these games tomorrow, give me the Mavs plus 4.5 at Utah.
Yep.
Yes.
Give me the Seas plus 3.5 at Brooklyn. And give me Memphis money line again at Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yes.
I would also think about taking the Raptors money line because Embiid said we're going to sweep. And I don't think Nick Nurse is going to go down like a bitch made cat. So I'm going to also throw in Raptors plus 3 in there.
Well said.
Yeah. I like
I am 100% taking the Mavs money line and Ooh. Memphis money line.
Plus 165 for Papa Mitt.
Also, boost tomorrow. With the Fury, Dillian White knockout to plus 110. Absolutely hammer it.
Go off in style, Fury.
Hell yeah.
Like you
Straight
always
to the
do.
Bar.
MLB. I'll just run through how many games we got. There's a lot tonight. First game, St. Louis at Cincinnati. Mats against Green. Short number here on the cards. I'm going to take St. Louis. First five money line at minus 122. Mats was good his last time out, struggled first time, but I think this is a short line for the Cards in Cincy.
Yeah, I'm on the Mats bounce back full game there. I took the Cardinals already. I've been doing well in the baseball, by the way. Part of that's fucking all you guys.
I've kind of leveled out a little bit last night. I mean, the Mariners giving up fucking.
Unbelievable.
Mariners gave up 4 runs in the fucking top of 5.
Yeah, that's like the...
Absolutely crushing.
That's the first 5 stuff that I just can't sleep at night.
Yeah, but see, that's the thing. I can live with it because it's over. Like, yeah. losing a game like that in the 9th, I don't know. I just hate the bullpens. I'll die with the pitcher that got us there. I'm going to skip over anything I don't really have anything on.
I got one.
What do you got?
Well... I don't know if you guys saw those scumbag Yankees, what they did to Miguel Cabrera yesterday.
Yeah,
right?
What they do?
The guy's 0-3. He needs one hit to get his 3,000th career hit.
Not against us.
And then the fucking
you
whatever.
See, Boone was stumbling over his words. Like, you knew that question
was
coming.
Was
Have a fucking
Not
answer ready,
us?
You
okay,
buffoon.
Did I see the highlight right? They actually cut to him showing... Hey, walk signal, whatever they do. And then everyone started booing him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all. I mean, that's pretty electric. Said, great cut by that director there because that's hilarious. But tonight, we're at home. It's in Detroit. Miguel Cabrera not only gets his hit, it's going to be a home run. You take that at plus 850.
I like it.
Comerica Park, he's
like
blasting a ball.
Storybook.
Yeah, I mean, that's just a classic thing. 3,000th hit, nope, home run.
Love that.
Yep. Love it.
Love that.
I'm taking Trout to hit a home run just because it's Mike Trout.
Is he back? Is this first game back? Was he out for a while?
He was, yeah.
Just a few, right?
I think like 10-dayer. So, yeah, first game.
Cardinals also first half money line. Gumpy, you just said that, right?
Yeah, yeah. Okay, I like the card. I mean, you got to fade the Reds until proven otherwise. I mean, Green is kind of filthy for the Reds, but that team is in shambles right now. Second game I am on, I'm going to take the Giants at a short number here, a first five money line. They're minus 112. Corbin's been terrible. I mean, long isn't great, but I'm taking the Giants here, first five money line on that one. Red Sox, Rays. I can't do it with the Sox right now. Waka has been good. Kluber has been good as well. Cora's out as coach. Red Sox got COVID issues. I mean,
what's that about?
They got to sneak back into the fucking U.S. so they don't have to prove a negative test to come back. Make the Blue Jays play in fucking Buffalo again.
Yeah.
Like, this is
actually,
this is insane. They're one of the best teams in the league. And then the teams that go there are losing some of their best players because they're not vaccinated. Like, go back to Buffalo, dude. What a country.
Yeah. I will take the Rays, though, just off of that.
The Rays?
Yeah.
Oh, scumbag Yank.
Yeah, I mean, you just kind of sold it to me, so I appreciate
Kluber's
it.
Kluber's sick. I wish we had Kluber so bad.
If he's healthy for like 2 weeks of the year, every year. Foxy touched on this. Rockies, Tigers. I can't do it with the Tigers. I am sorry, my friend.
How are they?
They're not bad. Baez is hurt, though.
What are they, like 6-7? Something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, but Baez is the best, your best player,
oh, yeah,
and you paid him, and
that.
He's out. So you're
like,
kinda,
first game, he got hurt.
You're in a bad spot there. Why did this game get moved? Pirates-Cubs was a day game, was it not?
Fucking bombed from the prime time.
I mean, I'm not laying minus 184 with the Cubbies at any moment in time.
Yeah.
What about the box the ace is in?
That is Nick's ace. Quintana is on the bump in his return to Chicago. He was a Cubby, if you do remember. I'm not laying minus a half with the Cubbies. I will not do it. Cannot do it.
Oh, plus a half with the Buccos.
Oh, dude, at plus 100, I'm 100% hopping on that. Revenge game.
I don't hate that, man.
This cat can roll.
What do we got here? Who else we got here? Blue Jays at Houston. Stripling against Verlander. Verlander has come back and been an absolute beast as usual. I'm going to do something I don't usually do here.
Ooh, under first five?
Nope. I'll take Astros first half result at minus 130. So if you don't follow first five, if you're taking first five money line, if it ties, it's a push. If you take first half result, it ties. You lose, my friend. I will lay it minus 130, Verlander, Astros at home.
Okay. Here we go.
What's your next game, Bruce? You want me to just keep going?
I actually got one that you jumped over. I am on the Phillies tonight. I know that they were, I think, 2-5 on the
That's
road
bold.
Trip.
Peralta has been absolutely awful for the Brew Crew.
If you can't hit Freddie Peralta with the lineup that they've put together down there in Philadelphia, they might as well pack in the season. So I'm on the Phillies tonight.
This Phillies team, I mean, I need a. There's teams this year that I just need to take a break.
Yeah, that's fair.
Like, we're 2 weeks in. I need a break from the Red Sox, and I need a break from the Phillies. I'm too jaded. If I get them at plus a half at some point, and I like it, and a good pitcher, I'll jump on it. But just for right now, I need a fucking breather because they've been burning me to high hell.
In the next game on the slate, if I could just interject here.
You can.
Hey, we got Southside here. We got Southside here.
Southside!
They have had a horrible slide. They lost all three to the damn Guardians.
Guardians football team, though.
Trust me, I know. But, hey, we're going into Minnesota, minus 118 on the first five. That's easy money. Southside all the way.
I am with you on that. Kopic. I don't know how to say his name.
I think Kopic, probably.
But he is a good Red Sox lad who got traded for Chris Sale.
We miss him.
If there was an option to do this, I would. Unfortunately, it's not possible. White Sox plus a half is minus 172. I wish you could parlay White Sox plus a half and White Sox money line first five. That would be sweet. Hmm. That is not possible, unfortunately. But I'm with you, Mitt. I will take Southside first five money line as well.
Southside!
Orioles at Angels. I'm good. I'm not laying that much with fucking Detmers on the mound for the Angels. Dodgers, Padres,
Let's
Urias
go.
Against Martinez. Martinez was very good first time out, bad second time. Urias has been steady Eddie like he usually is, 3 ERA. I thought about taking Padres plus a half.
Me too. I was thinking about dabbling
Martinez,
with the Dads. Stinks.
Yeah, and this Dodgers lineup is absolutely stacked.
Maybe the best team assembled in recent memory.
Yeah, I'll sit this one out.
I'm on the Dodgers. Those games are always phenomenal.
Playoff baseball.
And two of the best broadcasts in sports are the San Diego local feed on MLB TV, and then the Dodgers is probably the only one better than it.
Yeah, probably one of the worst mistakes Nesson ever made was letting Don Orsillo go.
Yeah,
Thank you, Don.
Wax poetic out there. They really do.
There you go.
Nice sunset.
Next one, Mets, D-backs, Peterson against Gallen. I'm taking Peterson and the Mets here, first half money line. They are minus 112. That feels like a short price for a Mets team that has looked very good thus far, my friends.
Yeah, I'll join you.
There you go. Rangers, A's, Otto against Oler. I will pass on that one.
Trout Bombo.
There you go.
Taking it with Cabrera.
And then last game of the night, he is not plus a half. He has lost the first two games. Score some fucking runs for this guy, Mariners. It's flexing day. We need to get in the win column. Mariners, first five money line, minus 138. They've scored zero runs in two games, first fives for them. Let's turn this around. Keller has been good for the Royals. It is a little bit concerning, but that's what I got there. So I got Cards, first five money line, Giants, first five money line, Braves, I took first five money line, White Sox, first five money line, Astros first half result, Mets first five money line, and Mariners first five money line. What do you got, Bruce?
Oh, yeah.
I got the Cardinals money line, the Phillies money line. I kind of want to join you on the Giants money line.
There you go.
And then down to the Dodgers money line and the Mets. I'll throw in there as well.
There we go.
What and about Tony? Did Tony have baseball?
I'll give you Diggs right here. Diggs is a wild man for these picks, actually.
Oh, let's go.
He has Cards full game money line, Mets full game money line, Sox Twins no run first inning.
I don't know.
Jays Astros no run first inning, Royals Mariners no run first inning. And then NBA has Heat moneyline.
Nice. Wait, so full game, you don't get any better odds. He just thinks like
this you is do a sometimes.
Okay,
because some teams' bullpens stink.
Right. Yeah. Okay, that's what I'm wondering.
But I just
what the strategy is.
There. I can't do it.
No, fuck especially that. What? Baseball should only be five innings. Pat says that all the time. You just get the starter, V starter, five innings. That's a 2 hour game, probably.
Yeah, normal. They did. What's it called? Minor leagues has started the pitch clock. The
like strictly enforced.
Strictly enforced. The games are down to the longest game has been 2 hours and 30 minutes.
Okay, so it's working. Wow. It is. The pitchers working. All hate it and have 10 ERAs.
I haven't heard. I just saw a tweet about how it is, and it's the longest game in the past 2 weeks has been 2 hours and 35 minutes.
What is it? 24
20
seconds?
20 seconds.
20 seconds.
Yeah.
I have been to two minor league games actually
this
already.
Year?
This year?
Already?
Yeah, I mean, the Indians are my favorite
thanks
team.
Thanks for letting us know,
yeah,
dude.
Thanks for the invite.
You guys are nuts.
Nothing I want to do more than go see the fucking Indianapolis Indians, dude.
Gump wants to eat a fucking hot dog.
I want to get a T-shirt made with Ned on the back.
So,
what the fuck?
Well, there's nothing. I don't really have anything to do tonight, and there's an Indians game tonight. But the pitch clock, kind of cool. It makes the game go by super fast, actually.
Take me out to the fucking ball game, man.
Are they here this weekend?
Yeah, there's tonight, tomorrow, and then maybe Sunday.
Wow.
Lock me in.
Indians games are awesome, dude. You got to go to one of them.
I haven't been. I should go. Nick, let's go to the ice, my friend. 0-3 for me last night. That was nice.
3-3. Still mad at you for talking me into Carey Price. Still mad at Tony for talking me into the Leafs.
I tweeted it last night. That was the Tampa Bay Lightning saying, fuck you.
It was.
We're back-to-back Stanley Cup champs. Don't forget about us.
Mm-hmm.
8-1? The fucking Leafs, dude.
It was a pounding.
I love it.
Hey, no.
I absolutely love it.
No shot.
Go on, lad.
All right, tonight, not a great slate. It's a small slate and not a lot to like, to be honest. But we'll go through it real quick. Ottawa Senators head to Columbus. Team's playing for nothing, playing for next year. Ottawa 5-1 against the spread in their last six games. Columbus 5-1 straight up in their last six at home against Ottawa. I will take Columbus on
Ooh,
the money line.
Jack,
let's go.
Give me the home team.
Let's go.
There we go.
Seattle Kraken big dogs as they head to Minnesota. Minnesota, as we know, has been super hot lately. Although Seattle's put together a little bit of a win streak, 4-2 straight up in their last six, 4-11 in their last 15 on the road Oof. Though. Whereas Minnesota 11-1 in their last 12 at home. Give me the Minnesota Wild in regulation, the 60-minute money line, Minnesota Wild.
All right.
Colorado and Edmonton, the game of the night.
This
here,
is a short line, isn't it, for Colorado?
It is short. Colorado 9-2 in their last 11, 4-1 in their last five against the Oilers, though. But Colorado's lost two straight, kind of a bit of a schneid here. Oilers 11-1 in their last 12 at home. I will go with the home dogs. Give me the Oilers at home Ooh, money line.
There you go.
All right.
Then last game of the night, Washington massive favorites over Arizona. Arizona absolutely stinks. Washington has been pretty good. It's a 2.5 spread game, so do with that what you will. There is something you can do on FanDuel though. If you go into the NHL section, you can go to money line total goals parlay, and you get the option of the Washington Capitals and over 5.5 at even money.
That's an option.
That is an option.
Wow. Is that going to be for football?
I'm not sure.
They did that last year.
Yeah, I think they already did that.
Can you tease it, though?
I doubt it.
That would be fucking sweet if you could tease the spread and the total for the game on the same game.
Hmm.
It would be nice.
Couldn't you?
Wait, you can't same game tease?
I don't think on FanDuel.
Well, looks like some people found it because it's not even money anymore. It's down to -105. But Ooh. I think that is the play there. it's you're basically relying on Washington to score all those goals. Arizona might get one, but Caps have been averaging five a game, so
there you go.
Are the Red Wings in Pittsburgh or in Detroit tomorrow?
Oh, good question.
If it's in Detroit.
It's in Detroit.
Are we getting
Louis Domingue?
I didn't want to fucking bet on the Red Wings. I've been done with the Red Wings for like a month and a half or so because it's tanking season. Actually, after the fucking Penguins scored 11 goals on them, that's when I quit on the Red Wings. But this is a revenge game.
They did beat the Lightning.
They did beat the Lightning. And then, last night I took them against the Panthers because the line was just so good.
How'd that work out?
They got their asses kicked.
Is this the game Rutgers call?
Let's keep that in mind.
This is the game. Oh, yeah, good call. If you're going to watch this game at 12:30 on Saturday, it's supposed to be super nice outside. That's going to be tough. And
it's a 12:30 game.
12:30 game. If you watch on the NHL Network, Rupper and Weeksy will be calling the game with EJ Hraddick and
EJ.
Weeksy and Rupps together.
Rupps calling the game.
Hraddick and Jackie Redmond are
in Detroit.
They're doing it from the studio. It's like a watch along type thing. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Nice.
So it's on NHL Network.
It'll be on NHL Network. Yeah,
I'll tap in.
Fuck.
Nothing better than Rupper and maybe Weeksy will fucking break news live.
I bet they'll get Casey DeSmith again though. They probably want to get him starts and get his. Keep it rolling if he's coming off a shutout.
I can't touch that game. I can't trust the Red Wings right now. It's a revenge game. They scored 11 goals on them last time. You'd think the boys would be hot. The boys would be ready to come out. If I could bet on the Red Wings fighting the Pittsburgh Penguins, I would hammer that.
Oh, there'll be some of that. You guys got some goons.
I'm not betting on the Penguins till fucking Big Dick Domingue's in between the pipes.
Okay.
Is he going to get a start before the season's over?
I would think he would get at least one.
Just in case, right?
But yeah.
They're still lined up to play the Rangers, right?
I don't know.
Or is that changed?
How many weeks do we got?
Texas hockey might
next
be
week.
Fucked.
It's done.
Like Ooh. Texas hockey is completely
melted.
There's
only like five games left.
Texas hockey Vegas on Tuesday night is basically to get into the playoffs at this point.
Come on, boys! Yeah.
Seems like they're still slated to.
But yeah, as it stands,
Stars.
If they started today, they would play the Rangers, but the Rangers might take over the Hurricanes for first.
Jeez.
The rags. Carolina's fucking schneid, huh?
A little bit. Do you have soccer, Gumpy?
You want some footy, dude?
I want it bad.
All right, here we go. Tomorrow, I got reasoning for the Saturday games as usual. Sunday, I got 14 that I'll just ramble through.
Sheesh.
If I don't lose my breath here. Bundesliga tomorrow. Give me Frankfurt draw no bet at home versus Hoffenheim. Both teams are struggling, but... don't forget this Frankfurt team knocked out Barcelona out of the Europa League. So I'll take them on draw, no bet. Freiburg, money line at home versus Mönchengladbach. Freiburg has lost one game in 11, and it was to Bayern Munich. So I will take them at a nice number there. To the EPL, Arsenal just beat Chelsea. Massive win. Man United has looked like shit. Cristiano is back tomorrow, though. I'll take Man U double chance at Arsenal. If you haven't watched before, double chance is if they tie or win, you win your bet. I'm also taking Cristiano to score. Plus 140, Cristiano's going to score tomorrow. I love that bet.
I'm with you on that.
Hell yeah. Leicester draw no bet is plus money at home against Villa. Villa's lost four straight. Leicester's been playing well. Give me Leicester. Tottenham. This one is a tough match. Brentford's been playing very well. Eriksen's been rolling. I'll take Tottenham minus 110 money line at Brentford, though. I think Tottenham can get it done here.
Yeah.
Ligue 1, Monaco money line at Saint-Étienne. Monaco's won five straight. That's Saturday. Sunday, Ligue 1, I'll take Brest draw no bet at Metz. Nantes money line versus Bordeaux. Nice money line versus Troyes. Marseille money line at Stade Reims. EPL, Wolverhampton draw no bet at Burnley. West Ham double chance is plus 160 versus Chelsea.
Wow.
West Ham has beaten Chelsea already once this year. They give Chelsea troubles all the time. I love West Ham double chance there. I'd even think about money line at, I think it's around plus 400. I would sprinkle that. Bundesliga, I'll take Bochum draw no bet versus Augsburg. Hertha Berlin draw no bet versus Stuttgart. And then Serie A, give me Fiorentina money line. Bologna draw no bet versus Udinese. Napoli money line versus Empoli. Cagliari double chance versus Genoa. And the match of the day, I'll take AC Milan, draw no bet at Lazio.
Jesus, you have to fucking learn a different language to name all those teams off. Trying to do off.
A different
Holy
accent
fuck.
For every fucking league.
That's insane.
Volume shooter.
Anybody got anything else for the weekend, lads, before we get out of here?
Let's have a fucking weekend.
Here we go.
We're good gamblers, and this fucking, is what good gamblers
let's be some
do.
Good gamblers this weekend.
Good gambling
Tyson
show.
Tyson Fury.
Yeah, hammer that boost. Tyson Fury, KO, TKO. It's got to happen. Thank you all for following along all week long. Thank you to the boys who came in today without Tony here, Bruce, Foxy, Connor, Nick, and Mitt all week. Let's have a weekend and hammer down.